Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. And we're off and running. And welcome to the Fang, man. The Fang. Welcome to our pre-show here for, this is for Wednesday. I went to the doctor, for those of you that were interested in the eye. This, what happened to my eye is, it happens to a lot of people who exert a lot of physical, exert some physical pressure. And this happens a lot, for instance, to women that are giving birth. You know, they are pressing and suddenly blood vessels bust. I've had it before. And what happened to me, the first thing the doctor said, he said, did you sneeze? I go, you know what? I had a cold. He goes, well, there you go. I was coughing. Especially, you know, I got rid of that goddamn cold you guys know about. I got it in the middle of December in Vegas, got rid of it in about 2 weeks. But from the beginning of the month all the way to like last week, I was coughing my guts up. And that's what did it, man. I was just like dry fucking cough. And the doctor looked at my eye. Anyway, thank you for your concern. The other thing he did say, good old Dr. Hoffman, he said, you could pass a driver's test right now, Phil, without glasses. Oh, yeah. I don't know, but that's what he said. He said, my eyes were in pretty good shape. So I could pass a driver's test now without glasses. You know that most people my age have got to wear glasses all the time? Speaking of that, where are my glasses? Okay. So what we're going to do here today is, therefore, because of a lot of shit that went down today, is we're going to move our encore up a day. So we're going to have two encores in a row. I know it'll probably piss a few people off. I can't help it. But I was gone all fucking day until about 8 o'clock at night. Had no time to prep. And to be perfectly honest with you, had another goddamn lousy night of sleep. So sometimes we haven't done this in a long time, but sometimes we press our two cheeks of our ass together. Oh, excuse me. I mean, we press together the two encore shows. Now, I'm getting headshots done this Friday, not last Friday, this coming Friday. I'll be done with that about 11, what time? About 11 or noon over at Matt's place. Matt Stassi, great photographer, great fucking photographer. Former actor, became a photographer. Told me the story that he wasn't even interested in photography. He was interested, but he never had a camera. And he's walking by this store all the time, and he's looking at this fucking camera. Looking at this camera. His wife finally says, would you just goddamn buy the thing, you know? So he buys this camera, and the next thing you know, he's got a business as a photographer. And the first thing he thought of doing was, publicity, headshots for actors, which made sense. He's also now in the real estate business. I hope he does well. Real estate's fucking brutal. A lot of people get into real estate. They think it's going to be like, yeah, easy money. I got to tell you, I mean, I've heard those stories, and not always, but the best to Matt, because he's a good guy. Now, the next thing I want to say is, how are you guys? And the next thing I want to say is, it'll be a short pre-show. But let's take a look and see what we have in our, did I log in to the website? I'm going to log into the website. All kinds of stuff happening with Cafe Press, which I won't go into with you guys because it's a lot of business, but good. It's all good. It's all good stuff. And thanks to Jeff Baker again for such great designs. Jeff does all his designs for us. And, you know, we have people that just do shit because they're cool and they're fun. Not that you guys are all great. I mean, everybody's always offering, but we've got really good, like, Rory is great with, you've seen him. Archiving stuff and collating stuff and presenting all kinds of shit, like, you know, something I hadn't even thought about, which is the Elcott glossary. And then you have Jeff, who does the design. You have Melissa, who has the BSP page. We have I don't know where Allie's been. Allie's got a boyfriend. You guys remember Allie? She used to help me with show logs. Well, one time. And then she got the boyfriend, and then she's gone. She's like, forget it. I'm just kidding. Okay, so now, you know me, I like to kind of fun people. And, you know, a lot of people are just always there behind the scenes, just talking to me, and cool people that have been around for a long time, and they're in all of our BSPs. So that's kind of where it's at. Now, I saw a thing, a BSP cookbook. That ain't a bad idea. As long as there's, like, actually good recipes in there, and you're not, like, making, you know, boiled ass or some shit. I mean, I don't know, like, boiled, you know, well, my favorite, boiled jockstrap. Always a standby. All right, so what I'm going to do here, we're logged in. Are we? Okay, we're logged in. Now, what I want to do is, let's take a look. First of all, the thing we need to take a look at is the show. Tomorrow's the 22nd. I doubt seriously if the 22nd of January of 2019 is going to be available, because I think it was that year, last year was probably a encore show, because it would have been a Tuesday. And I'm betting money that's what would happen. But you know, did you guys check out that fucking KFI show from today? That was like, it had it all, man. It had it all and then some. Oh, there's the 22nd. I just fucked up. Wait. What are you doing, man? Cut it out. This is an encore. Yeah. So we'll go to, this is what I do. I just keep going back year in and year out. It actually gets kind of interesting, you know, go to 2017. Then all of a sudden you're in a space and time that, no, now we're going to 2018. Bet you anything, this is also an encore show. And suddenly we find ourselves in places like, you know, back when we were doing the radio show, and it gets kind of squirrely. Okay, what is this? Is this an encore? January 22nd, 2018. Our live, what is this, Jack? Our live streaming show will be tonight. Tonight we feature our encore show from, what? From 2015. Ted Bell, okay, so that's fucked up. So now we got to go to 2017. This is going to be, and if apparently we didn't use 2017 for that show, so it's, I got no idea, man.
I don't know.
Let's see. Senate votes on proposed amendment to subpoena two White House officials. This is just, I don't know. You guys will know better than me because we're pre-recording this, but this just all seems like a lot of jerking off, you know. Nobody's going to let anybody do anything, man. That's the way kind of I got it figured out. But then, of course, I don't know about, oh, it's a Sunday. Okay, so fuck that. 2017, let's go to 2016. This is going to get, like I say, it takes us deeper and deeper up the ass crack of history. 2016. Might as well, while I'm doing this, show you some highlights that what is this? That's the Jets and the Colts? No, that's the Jets and the Raiders. January. That's from goddamn a long time ago. That's the fucking Heidi game. No, that's not the Heidi game. That's the championship game the year the Raiders went to the Super Bowl. So that would be 1968. Not the Raiders. The fucking Jets went to the Super Bowl in January 69. All right, here we are. 2016. Phil's a bit under the weather. Are you loving this shit? So it's time for a... Oh, Christ. 2015. Even I'm getting pissed at my old self. There's the Marshall wrong way run that I, you know, so often show you. January. Da, 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 da. What's this? Oh, it's the Cowboys and the 49ers. Now, what am I looking for? The 22nd, right? Yeah. Ted Bell comes... Finally! 2015, Ted Bell comes on the show to discuss the prime rib room's preparations for the Super Bowl. Jesus, no kidding. Well, let's take a look at it, man. Oh, wow. Damage. It was, believe me, I had like the dermatologist. Oh, I got a great dermatologist.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know who my dermatologist is. Oh, yes, I do. And all of those events about these things. Now, I think what happened to the show is that it got split right down the middle. I think I effectively cut the audience in half, the potential audience. And
what are you talking
about?
Talk
radio, you know, other than Morning Drive.
This is back when I was like, this is 2015, and is it January?
Yeah, this was right when Lauren and I got together. We got together that previous summer. And so look at me. I'm all like, you know, Mr. Perky. And yeah, so another thing, you know. And, you know, it's one thing to be perky. It's another thing, just take care of business, man. Just take fucking care of business. And as I remember, this was a period of time when, you know, I wasn't taking care of business all that good. I guess does that happen when you get a new girlfriend? I don't know. If I'd been a Morning Drive show, it would have been fucking fantastic. I could have stayed away from a lot of that stuff.
What, drugs?
You know.
You mean drugs?
But,
Uh-huh. We should do Mr. Sense.
The show was not going to be it was a tough show to do as a Morning Drive show. It would have been fucking brutal. The show I do
if you didn't
show would be a perfect Morning Drive show.
Really?
If somebody wanted to fucking, you know, roll, not even roll the dice. If somebody said, hey, I got a radio station.
No, it'd be a roll the dice. Because,
boom, you know,
because of your alcohol. Because
of your alcohol use.
Weird,
man.
Because
it's like a satire of a morning show, what I'm doing now.
Really?
you know, with Margaret, with all these characters I'm doing, it's like a god.
Was I on speed? It sounds like I'm on fucking speed.
Fucking ignored the heavy hitter shit. If Captain Picard is...
It does.
Picard,
like I'm fucking on Adderall.
Says, I wish that I hadn't been so ambitious. I was saying, you
know, am I actually quoting a Star Trek show?
You just might wind up getting it. That's what that...
And here is...
You know, be careful what you wish your wish for, because you just might wind up getting it. That's what that means.
So there I am.
That's
all,
what that means.
I'm all stoked up and shit. I got a new girlfriend. I'm like, blah, 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 talking all kinds of bullshit. I should do Mystery Science Theater. Yeah, no, it should be Phil Hendry Pre-Show Theater 3000. Phil Hendry Pre, where I sit and I give myself shit. I don't know what that'd be fucking like, but I think it might be a bit of a riot. Phil Hendry Mystery, Phil Hendry Show, Phil Hendry Pre-Show Theater 3000. All right, let's check this out, man. All right, we're going to get our shit together here.
Really?
That's great, Phil. All
right,
party
now,
time tonight.
10 seconds here. 10 seconds. Get them. Want to get up to my...
What do you mean 10 seconds? I wasn't on any clock back then.
Audio bids? Nope.
Deal. Oh, you know why? Because I always put myself at a time limit of... I've done it again. I had a half-hour time limit on pre-shows. And I was, you know, it's my throwback to my radio days. Well, actually, I've started again. I've given myself 40 minutes for the show. And when you have a 40-minute limit, you find yourself doing what you did in radio. You realize you have to start to fill time, which is better than just free-flowing the time. I don't mind improvising, but, you know, you need to sort of have a beginning and an end. So that was actually, not this, but this.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Good. All right. End of show, beginning. End of pre-show, beginning of show.